What's going on, guys? Derek Stark back. It's been a minute. One of my 2022 goals is to record some more podcasts. It's been tough with starting the new job at Illinois State, trying to stay focused and productive in regards to that. But I also want to make sure that I'm doing other things that give me energy and keep me focused and feeling productive and feeling like I'm contributing to society in a meaningful way. And for me, that's sometimes creating content and trying to uplift other people and inspire people. I feel like that is a part of my purpose. So I'm back. It's been probably since August since I last recorded an episode. So just wanted to kind of have an intro to 2022. Wish you all a happy new year. Kind of reflect on 2021. Started the year in Texas working on the COVID response. Was down there for 5 months to start the year. And then finally got to go home in mid to late May and see my folks, which was incredible. And as a lot of you know, I was able to be back in Fort Atkinson for the summer of 2021. Did a lot of golfing, watched a ton of Brewers, just hung out with my family, laid low, was fortunate to be in a position where I didn't have to work. Worked really hard in Texas, had a nice nest egg, and spent some time back home. It was amazing and rejuvenating, which is what I needed after that 10-month grind. Over the course of the summer, I did interview for a couple of jobs, but just wasn't the right fit. And this fall, I was actually packed and had my flight booked to Houston. I was heading back to Texas for another COVID response. And that's when this opportunity at Illinois really came to fruition. A friend that I worked with at KU had reached out about it and said she thought I'd be a good fit. So I'm always open to hearing about jobs and opportunities and, you know, had a conversation with the hiring manager. Next thing you know, I was in Normal interviewing, and within 2 weeks, I was down here working. So it's been awesome. It's been so fun to meet some of our coaches who are incredibly cool and talented. I've met a few student athletes who are fantastic, and our staff is really, really great as well. So fun meeting donors and being in the fundraising area of an athletic department for the first time officially and focusing on revenue generation. So it's a new challenge. I'm learning a lot. And I think this is totally a realistic career path moving forward. I can logically see how it makes sense with the end goal that I have of ultimately becoming a director of athletics, hopefully at a high school or college one day. Another big thing that I know a lot of you have been aware of is my family's health. You know, my dad's doing really well, still going through chemo and things with his cancer, but he's thankfully avoided COVID and he got to golf a ton last summer. He's walking every morning, riding his bike, listening to vinyls, doing really well. So appreciate all the support there. A year ago, my mom had a procedure for her basal cell carcinoma, skin cancer, and she just had a checkup recently and she's all clear. So she's still cancer free, which is fantastic. Obviously not easy when both your parents are battling cancer. It was a challenge, particularly being so far away in Texas, feeling helpless, but they're incredibly resilient people and have a great support system. So appreciate everybody who's been there for them. And we're really lucky and blessed to be a part of a community back home in Wisconsin that takes care of each other and supports one another, even though it's not a big area. That's okay. Sometimes it doesn't take an army. It just takes a few people who really care. So we're 1 week into the new year. I've been in quarantine. I did catch the Omicron variant, unfortunately. Had a little bit of a dry cough, some fatigue, stuffiness, but in general, it's just common cold symptoms, much better than summer of 2020 when I had the original COVID strain that really knocked me on my butt. Sitting in a hotel room for 14 straight days wasn't fun, especially when you only had symptoms for 3 of the 14, but that was what was best for the community, especially with the knowledge that we had at the time. So it's been really tough. I mean, our society is just getting battered by COVID still. And it's just, we're going on the third year and it's really wild and surprising and sometimes feels surreal. Like we're just living in a movie and it's hard to really come to terms with the fact that this is the reality. And so many people have lost their lives, lost loved ones. And you know, your heart goes out to them. And I also think a lot about like the mental health aspect too, of how people's lives have just been changed so dramatically. People are now sometimes forced to be home and work from home and be in isolation. And for introverts, sometimes I think that can be okay. But for extroverts like me, it can be really challenging when you get energy from being around other people. And sometimes it's hard, even just having a phone conversation. I talked to a buddy of mine today for about an hour, and it was a great talk, but it's not quite the same as being physically with people. So, you know, I think about that a lot and wish there was a little bit more emphasis on the mental side of everything going on right now, and hope that we're able to do more for people moving forward. The markets got battered this week, down about 5%. So everybody who pays attention to stocks and their portfolios, obviously that's not ideal, but probably a good opportunity to maybe throw a little cash in. I got started with my 2022 Roth IRA, put a $1,000 into that. You get $6,000 a year that you can invest. So it felt like it's always good to start the year off early with that, and felt as if I was maybe buying the dip a little bit. And then the same with crypto. I mean, these are the lowest levels since September, which wasn't that long ago. It's a really volatile market. There's some things going on in Kazakhstan, some chaos over there, and that's the second highest mining rate for our country. I think the United States is number one, particularly Texas is huge for Bitcoin mining. Kazakhstan's number one, and there's some stuff going on there. So I think that turmoil is contributing to the crash, but also, as we all know, crypto is in some way, shape, or form related or correlated to the stock market. So there's definitely something going on with those two. Stat that I saw is that this is actually the worst start since 2016 for the stock market for the first week of the year. So it's kind of interesting. I think better days are ahead, though. I wouldn't panic, and I definitely wouldn't sell for anybody out there who's maybe feel a little bit of the fear and FUD that's getting spread. Just hang tight. And some good news, unemployment fell to 3.9% in December. That's pretty low, especially considering it was at 14.8% 21 months ago. And yeah, it's the sharpest one-year drop in history. I know a lot of factors have to do with COVID and some of the policies and just responses that we had in regards to that. But these are lower rates than the 70s, 80s, 90s. 3.9% is fantastic. So it's great to see that people are getting back to work. There's lots of opportunities out there for people who want a job. I feel like this is just been a tremendous opportunity because people are hiring, and in tech and crypto, all these different industries that are blossoming, there's new opportunities. And I think people can find something that excites them and that maybe gives them life, and they can wake up feeling excited to go to work rather than just trudging through a job from 9 to 5 that they're not all about. So just want to thank Morning Brew for some of those stats. Morning Brew is an awesome email that I receive every day. The CEO founder is Alex Lieberman. He also has a podcast called The Founder's Journal. It's usually 10, 12 minutes. Pretty fantastic, good content. Today, I think it was about resumes and how they're going out of style, which I totally agree with. My philosophy would be that your LinkedIn profile is probably more important than a resume. Maybe just focusing a little bit more on your life resume too, like just having experiences and things you can talk about instead of just always data and titles and things of that nature. Those things are important, but it's just a new age. And I think we're going to gravitate more towards this digital space. So if you're not on LinkedIn, I'd highly suggest you get on there. If you're on there, maybe post and share some things a little more often. I know I'm hoping to do that in 2022 as well. It's just it's a fantastic space to share ideas and connect with people too. So I saw something today on Instagram, awesome quote, and it was originally shared by Adam Grant, who is a behavioral psychologist. He's fantastic, a really good follow for anybody who doesn't, on Twitter, Instagram, wherever, read his books too. But it says, just because somebody carries it well doesn't mean that it isn't heavy. And that particularly just landed on me when I read it. You know, the past year and a half has been pretty challenging, you know, since I left KU in the middle of a pandemic with all this uncertainty and not knowing what the future entailed. It's just been tough. And kind of jumping into that new opportunity in Texas, feeling like I wasn't totally prepared or qualified for that job, and being in a place where I didn't know many people, and every day was filled with curveballs and challenges. It's just, you never really know what people are going through. And I know it's a cliche, but it's just so true. You know, people always talk to me about how I'm so optimistic and positive and this and that. And yeah, I am. I pride myself on being that way. And I think that's a key part of leadership. But that also doesn't mean that I don't have a lot of stuff going on in the background. A lot of people didn't know what my family was going through unless they were close with us or connected with me on Facebook. And you just shouldn't assume stuff about people either. And I'm just as guilty as the next guy of doing it. You know, you're driving and somebody's driving erratically and you get all mad and start swearing, cussing them out. And then you drive past and it's like a little 85-year-old grandma. And it's just like, oh my gosh, like that could have been my grandma or a friend's grandma, anybody's grandma. She's a grandma. Like, no, you're not going to yell at somebody like that. So I just think employing a little more empathy in 2022 would probably be beneficial for all of us. Yesterday was the 79th anniversary of Nikola Tesla's death. I saw that on LinkedIn and ended up going on a little deep dive on Tesla. Obviously, a lot of us have heard about it because of Elon Musk's company, but he was actually just this really brilliant guy who lived back in the 1800s and incredibly sharp, selfless, humble, and didn't care about money and fame and all these things that we glorify in society these days. He was really just about doing what was best for the greater good of all the people. And what an awesome leadership philosophy that is. I mean, it'd be cool if we had more people like that right now, huh? But the thing about his life is that it was really the common theme in Tesla's life was tragedy, I would say. He probably wasn't super well recognized when he was alive. Now, maybe he was, but he didn't have a lot of wealth or riches or all these things that we would associate with success these days. I think a lot of his prestige and recognition came after he passed away. And we see that with a lot of figures. Their legacy lives long after they do, which is awesome and a goal a lot of people have. But, you know, starting in the late 1880s, Thomas Edison and Tesla kind of had this like battle, and Edison had this idea of direct currents while Tesla had this idea of alternate currents. So it was the war on currents. So Edison was really focusing on energy flowing one way, whereas Tesla was saying energy can flow both ways. And I'm not a scientist. I'm not very smart. So I don't really know all the technical details, and maybe this analogy doesn't even make sense. But when I was reading about it, I was thinking about how symbolic that is to life and relationships, because I think a lot of times we get into these relationships where the energy is just direct and it's flowing one way. And maybe you're investing a ton of time and energy into somebody and you really want this, whether it's a business relationship, a personal relationship, romantic relationship, to work, and you're just kind of like forcing it. But maybe it would be better to think about things more like Tesla, in an alternate current of things flowing both ways, and paying a little bit more attention to, hey, you know, if I turn my phone off for a month and then I turn it back on, who do you think would call? Who would text? Who would have reached out in that time span? Maybe those are the folks that really care. Maybe those are actually my people. Maybe those are the ones that I should be investing my time and energy into, rather than trying to force feed the idea of what something else might be. And that's not to say everybody who cares about you is going to have reached out in that month, but I just think it's an example of how important give and take is in relationships. And, you know, you got to have a self-respect for yourself. You got to have some dignity, and you got to be able to read signs and human behavior and recognize patterns. Super important. All this to say, Tesla was an incredible human being. Treat yourself well. No boundaries, have boundaries, and also just be aware of who your people are and invest into them, because the return on that investment is going to far supersede your idea of what something else might be when that's just not the reality of it all. I hope that makes sense and resonates. If not, I apologize. But just a thought that I have, relationships are everything. Energy is contagious. And I think that you should try to make it as positive as possible. So hopefully this was worthwhile. I don't have a ton else to put out there for now, but look out for some other episodes coming this year. I think I'm going to have some cool guests on. Won't produce a ton of podcasts because I'm pretty focused on my full-time job, but being in quarantine and having it be a Saturday, I figured might as well get on here and do this. So hope everybody's well. Reach out anytime. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.